USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Virginia Beach city government worker who shot and killed 12 people in a municipal building had emailed his resignation hours before the massacre. Virginia Beach Police Chief James Severa.
A lot of questions have been asked about the suspect's employment status. We're going to look at that to see if it had anything to do with the horrific acts and the events that he perpetrated. However, that's part of the ongoing investigation. However, I will tell you, he was not terminated, and he was not in the process of being terminated.
City Manager Dave Hansen on the suspect's employment status.
To my knowledge, the perpetrator's performance was satisfactory, that he was in good standing within his department, and that there were no issues of discipline ongoing.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month could more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As Mexico concentrated on President Trump's replacement for NAFTA, he tweeted, he'll slap increasingly large tariffs on Mexican goods if its government doesn't step up its immigration enforcement. On Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the two trade moves are not related.
We've been very specific from the minute that this proclamation went out that this was an immigration matter. It is not a trade matter. So the USMCA is a trade discussion. That's ongoing. That's why Bob Lighthizer is meeting with his Mexican counterparts this week. This is an immigration matter, and the two are separate. We could solve one. We hope we solve both.
As the issue heats up, more U.S. meetings have been booked. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross will be meeting with his Mexican counterpart in Washington, D.C., before a Mexican delegation meets with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for high-level negotiations over those tariffs President Trump is planning to slap on all imports from Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some Democrats can't decide on whether the president should be impeached. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Senator Cory Booker, Democratic candidate for president, talks about impeachment and the need to investigate wrongdoing on CNN's State of the Union.
This president's not above the law. He should not be able to stop the checks and balances on the executive. And I feel like we have a moral obligation now to investigate this president. Impeachment proceedings will give us more legal leverage to be able to get the information Congress needs to get to the bottom of what his administration has done while they're in office.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has continued to call for further investigating the president before reaching a decision on whether to launch an impeachment inquiry.
The baby Trump balloons will be taking to the skies above London once again as President Trump visits Britain. USA's Chris Barnes has a preview.
During his three-day state visit, President Trump and the First Lady will visit Queen Elizabeth, and Mr. Trump will visit Prime Minister Theresa May for an official meeting on Downing Street. The London Times is reporting that British authorities are gearing up for hundreds of thousands of anti-Trump protesters, and London's mayor has reportedly granted permission for the infamous Trump baby blimp to fly over London on the second day of the three-day visit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.